Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
You're tuned in to the Township's Daily News Bits here on 99.1, and we're hearing from Dennis Kotsouris, the executive director of the Townshippers Association. They are undergoing major changes and have a massive project underway for everyone to take advantage of the Eastern Townships. Those who are English speakers, it's called GUIDE, and it is more than an employment program. It gets you ready, start to finish, to hit up the workforce. I quote off their website, "Whether you're looking for work, starting your first job, changing direction, or feeling unsure about what comes next, GUIDE is here to help. We meet you where you are, and we move forward together. Your journey is unique. So is our guidance." I unquote. It's quite an exceptional program from the sounds of it, and we would like to hear a little bit more. So back up here on the mic, we've got Dennis Kotsouris here on 99.1. Thank you for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
So the executive director of the Townshippers Association, when did you take on that position?
As of next Monday, it'll be 2 years.
Oh, wow. And how are you finding that new mission?
It's always been a bit of a dream of mine to work in the community sector. I had a long career in the corporate world in construction. So moving to the townships and then taking on this role was a way of kind of capping off my career and sitting there going, finally doing something I truly have a love affair with.
Beautiful. So some people aren't familiar with the Townshippers Association. Can you just give us a sense of the raison d'être for the association?
Sure. Townshippers Association was established in 1979 by a group of individuals out of the Lennoxville area, mostly the professors and the teachers over at Champlain and Bishops. At the time, with the turmoil that was happening in terms of changes, in terms of the culture here in Quebec and society as a whole, they felt it was important to establish an organization that advocated for the English community and advocated for the integration of the English community into the larger community of the Eastern Townships. So our raison d'etre is really to work within the ecosystem of the Estuary and help develop our community as English speakers in order to be a benefit to the community as a whole. So our support comes in the form of health and social services, community and culture programs, and employability.
Beautiful. And that brings us right into this new program that is called GUIDE. It's an employment support program, and it sounds massive in scale in the possibilities of what it can bring us. And I wondered why it was a priority for you at the Townshippers to embark on such a project.
When I first started, the board and I sat down and we kind of decided that it's time to have a talk about what we really wanted to do. Townshippers has had a great history of reinventing itself on a regular basis. And the question came up, is it time to reinvent ourselves? When I came on board, the organization was going through a process of stagnation. Doing a good job, but not necessarily answering the needs of the community because the community changes. And in today's day and age, community and culture change, or society change so quickly these days, that an organization like ours has to be very, very agile.
Right.
So we took a look at that. We decided that let's debate this. What are we doing here? What are we supposed to do? Are we relevant anymore? Those were questions that we really asked ourselves. And obviously the answer is yes, we are relevant, but we have to be relevant to today's standards, today's expectations. So the second question we asked ourselves, really what we're talking about is the vitality of the community and being a strong supporter of that vitality. What are the major building blocks of vitality of a community? Well, everybody needs a job.
Big time. Yeah.
Everybody needs a job. If you want vitality, you have to start with that. We used to have a program that was very similar to this on a much, much smaller scale. It's called JobLinks at the time, and that moved on to the school board, who did a fantastic job with it. But it that was years and years ago, and we kind of lost touch with that. So we decided that we would kind of focus on the employability services. But we also, coming from the corporate world, I'm not one to be shy about asking for money. And the organization kind of followed suit. So we didn't just ask for a couple of dollars. We said, look, if you want us to do this right, if you want us to deliver, 2,000 people being going through our doors over a 5-year period, then we need the money. And these are the justifications. This is where we're going to spend it. This is how we're going to do it. So we did the math. And when the math came out, we kind of went, that's a lot of money.
Whoa, right. Okay.
Today, I got to be honest with you, I should have asked for more.
That's usually the case, right?
It's usually
we tend
the case.
To be. Yeah.
So we really did our homework on this one. And what we decided is that if we're going to offer this service, we're going to go about it the right way. Offer it right across the region, which means multiple offices, which we're now establishing. It means professionals, paying those professionals at median salary rates. Making sure our benefits package is strong and hearty to get us over the top. I can be honestly say to you right now is that we're very competitive when it comes to salary structure. And that's because we did the math. We looked at it from a business perspective, and that's the reason why we were able to be awarded the program.
Okay.
At the end of the day, what the program offers is the opportunity for people to come and see us, so we can help them prepare for job interviews, do their CVs. Well, not do their CVs, but certainly help them in preparing their CVs. Later on, we'll be able to kind of look at labor market studies because that's part of the program. We have to do a labor market study on an annual basis. We also have to develop our relationships with the business community as a whole, and we're working on that. I'm looking forward to announcing something soon. So those are the ways that we're approaching this. So it is a very, very holistic approach. I call it the cradle to grave concept. Basically, we're going to take somebody's hand, hold them, make sure they understand what they're doing, how they're doing it, with the idea of having them successfully get a job and pass probation in that job that they get.
Okay. That's massive, like you're saying, start to finish.
Yep.
And from your experience, like, what were you seeing as the current climate in the employment scenario for English-speaking Quebecers here in the townships? Like, there's challenges.
As we did the studies and looked at the situation, what we discovered was that this is not these are not issues that solely affect the English community. They affect the community as a whole. And COVID put those issues, it laid them out in full view. We now know what's going on. Isolation, a major problem.
Mm.
And not just at the seniors level, but at young people's level. So what's happening is that I can't get to job A or job B. I'm going to sit there and play with my computer.
Transportation. Right. Access.
Mm. So we have capabilities now. Where if somebody, I got a job interview, but I don't have a car, no problem. Here's the Uber. He's coming to get you.
Wow.
Right. I don't have a suit and tie. Go to this place. Tell them who sent you, and we'll at least get you a tie.
Right. Get you in the door.
Get you in the door. Yeah. We'll clean you up. Does it mean? Will help them on the long term? No, these are short term wraparound issues in order for them to get through that door, get the interview, make an impression, and get the job.
Right. People still need to show up and put the effort
exactly.
in and meet you, but it's the support they need just to get started.
Yeah, and those wraparound services are incredibly important. We all know that You're not going to come up to me and say to me, I need you to write my CV. That's not your motivator.
No.
Your motivator in that kind of scenario is that the fridge is empty. Rent's due.
I'm stuck.
Yeah, right?
I'm stuck.
So that's why we're hiring people that know what they're doing. I consider them an amazing team. So they can sit down and analyze the situation for people and not just deliver the employability services, but those other services that they might need. Food security and introducing them to a food bank if that's required, just so they can get over that hump. A major issue is that I've got a job interview. I'm ready and all that. I can't find a daycare.
Right.
It's a reality for people. So those are the types of things that we're really putting a lot of emphasis in. Again, it's not a long-term solution, but it is a solution to get them into that door. And it's up to us as townshippers, as the organization delivering these services, to sit down with these with the employers and make them aware of these things. And we've done that in conjunction with the rest of the Eastern Townships. We really do talk about this being helpful for the entire Estrie, not necessarily just for the English community. It's for everybody, because there is a stagnation in terms of job growth. And there's jobs that that are not being filled right now because employers sit there and go, I can't find anybody.
Right.
And it's incumbent upon us to kind of motivate the population. Go apply. I'm not saying you're going to get it.
But there's an opening and there's an opportunity.
Go and do it.
Right. Yeah. Show up. And
in the corporate world, I used to say this all the time. I really don't care what language you speak. I don't care what your education is. Can you dig a hole?
Yeah. Can you do the job?
Can you do the job? Yeah. Can you dig the hole? Yes. All right. I'll teach you the rest.
Great.
Right. That's the kind of attitude that's needed these days more and more. And that's why I say that the market has gone a little stagnant, because we don't have those resiliency skills, and we really need to reintroduce them. And this is one small way of doing that.
Hmm. So let's get to the brass tacks. This is funded through the Canadian government,
yep.
The Enabling Fund for Official Language Minority Communities Program.
Yes.
So how much money are we talking here?
So we have, we were awarded $6.87 million over 5 years. So it works out to about $1.3 million a year. From that, we're able to hire staff, pay them a competitive salary, do the advertising, rent the office spaces. We now have offices in Cowansville, in Lennoxville, in Waterloo, in Stanstead, in Magog. We're looking at Richmond, and we're also looking at Cookshire Eaton. So we're really trying to cover all our bases. We're also planning to do Bedford, that one's going to be a little bit difficult, but we're going to figure it out. But we're also looking at it from outside the box methodology. So do we really need an office, or do we need space and we need somebody in a car traveling to Bedford, traveling to Dunham?
Right.
Those are the types of scenarios that we're looking at as well, too.
Wow. There's a lot of strategy going into this to hit up the full region.
The townships are
massive.
They're big.
Yeah.
They're big. And in terms of the administrative regions of Quebec, we're small.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I look at my compatriots in the Lower North Shore, and they've got six times the size, and they don't have the population that we do. But their pockets of populations are 1,000 kilometers away from each other, right? I can't offer the services there because the cost for the airplane is $1,000 a ticket. Those are the types of scenarios the rest of the region has to put up with. So, yes, we have a lot of space to cover, but we have to put it into perspective. We're not that bad.
Okay. So let's reframe that.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, here with guest Dennis Katsouris, the Executive Director of the Townshippers Association. They've just been awarded $6.87 million over 5 years to run an employment support program entitled GUIDE. This is through the Canadian government's Enabling Fund for Official Language Minority Communities, specifically the English-speaking community of the Eastern Townships. So let's hear how this important investment in our community will play out, has created and is creating major structural changes for the Townshippers Association, and how end users can anticipate a lot of support coming their way in terms of employment. Here we go.
Okay, so this is rolling out over 5 years.
Yep.
And I read a quote that you described it as this funding was producing a profound change for your organization.
Townshippers has gone from just a little over $1 million to $3 million in a matter of months. We went from eight full-time staff members. We're now at 21, and
Whoa.
With another three or four to come on board. On any scale, whether it's on a large corporate level or a small organization like us, that is a massive change in terms of operational structure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no longer me being the HR manager, executive director, and communications manager. Now I have to build a layer for human resources to be there so that we can manage these people. All studies, whether you're in the corporate world or in a small organization, all studies point to the same thing over and over again. Human beings can't manage more than 5 to 7 relationships on a daily basis. So even prime ministers and presidents of large corporations, they're working with a small cadre of people, and we're doing the same thing. We want to make sure that we're working within reasonable, rational groups. We're also, because of this change in the way we're thinking about things, we've gone to a project management structure. So a lot of the work we do is using project matrices. So it's not your grandfather's Townshippers anymore.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we're a very modern organization. By all measures, we're now considered a medium-sized nonprofit organization in the context of Quebec.
So it's benefiting local people and the economy just within the Townshippers. I looked at your website and wow, your staff roster. I'm like, my goodness. And
yep.
Faces and names I hadn't recognized. And I'm like, this is a big change.
This is a big change. And I've said this in a couple of speeches that we're not doing this so we can create jobs for ourselves. That's not our goal. Our goal is we need to deliver services regularly, measurably, so people understand that. So people understand what we do, how we do it, why we do it. So those are the things that are motivating us. I come from the business community. Money is tight, and it's a resource, and you have to be very, very careful with it. And that is the mantra of our organization at this point in time. Like, there's got to be a reason why we do things. And if it fits within our mandate, awesome.
Let's go
do it.
Okay.
All right. The one thing I had to break within the organization was this fear of failure. And I'm like, I have, in my career, I can honestly say to you, with all the projects and all the programs I've put together in my life, and I've done a lot of them, I think my batting average is maybe 325.
Okay. I mean, you got to expect things not working out perfectly, but you learn from those and then you shift.
Exactly.
You know, when you make an error or a little, you have a glitch, it's an opportunity.
You know, because we've established project management principles and doctrine, we're also moving towards green belt agility programming. So like you said, we have to be able to kind of pivot. This program was a pivot.
Big one.
It was a massive pivot.
Massive.
But there was an internal pivot as well, too. A year ago, when they said we won, they said, you have to make some changes. Well, I went, all right.
The wallpaper, what are we looking at?
Oh, no, they restructured the entire program.
Okay.
Yeah, they restructured the entire program.
Oh, wow.
We were building this on partnerships. So the idea was is that we were going to use our partners, the CJEs, the Carrefour Jeunesse d'Emploi, organizations like Au Boulot or Orientation Travail, and we were going to fund them to deliver these services. It became a redundancy in the funding programming that the provincial government gives these organizations. So they said, we can't do it this way. Or the federal government said, we can't do it this way. So they turned to me and they said, so what's your solution? I'm like,
give me 5 minutes. Okay.
I got the news on a Friday. I kind of went, fine. I'm a very cool, calm-headed type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
When I got home, Anya's at home and she's kind of looking at me. She sees that.
Cocktail, honey?
More like, tell me your troubles.
Right. Okay. Okay. You've got a good partner there.
So she, you know, I kind of laid it out for her and we talked about it over the weekend and how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? We're going to have to change everything. I got to rewrite the damn thing. It was 900 pages. I'm like thinking, how do I get 900 pages out in a weekend? And Anya being Anya just kind of looked at me and goes, you don't have to do anything like that. You know what you're going to do. You can't say no to this. This is a profound change for our community. This is a yes. You just have to figure out the rest.
That was great way to approach it.
Yeah. And wow, that's the approach that we have with everything that we do. Don't worry about it. We'll do it. So there's a confidence with us. And it's a confidence I'm quite proud of that the team has.
Well, I was reading this news, like 6.8 million. That's unprecedented in this area for English speakers, specifically for the Eastern Townships, from what I've seen in my research. I'm like, this is major. Yeah. So the guide, it's not a leaflet. It's not a little, it's a full re-entry into the employment program and scene. And you preface it as being a unique offering for people.
Yes.
How can people use the service? Like I'm seeing career counseling, skills building. Can you touch on that, like for the users?
Yeah, we haven't developed everything yet. We're working on that. But to start, you can look up, go up onto the website, guidejob.ca, register there. Somebody will call you within 24 hours or contact you. I should say call anymore. That's shows how old I am.
It still happens.
It still happens. Somebody will contact you and they'll go over your needs and your requirements. They'll set up an appointment with you and we'll start with, okay, what's the first goal? What's your first desire? I want to get a job anywhere. All right, well, let's narrow it down. Let's work together. And in that process, we'll find out more about that individual. So that we're now, you know, we've did a soft launch on this program just to see how it's working. We're located in the Lennoxville area, so it's easier for us to use the low-lying fruit of Bishops and Champlain in terms of getting new clients. So we're testing some ideas out and some concepts. But what's coming out is that you'd be surprised at some of the issues that are there. In some cases, there's mental health issues. And so our health and social service department is now growing because, well, this program is acting like a feeder to the to the health and social services. We need to make a referral to mental health Estrie, as an example. So that's what we're learning from this program. Hmm. That's how this program is kind of establishing a new order in terms of how Townshippers is going to deliver services to the community. And it goes back to what I said originally. What is vitality? Vitality starts by, I need a job. But the job leads to, the requirement for a job also leads to, well, what's stopping you from getting a job?
Right. Where are your barriers, your roadblocks, or is it even confidence?
Like, even confidence.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And and that's what we're learning more and more. And this is kind of data that's helping all the other departments of our organization. And at the same time, too, it's helping the community as a whole. It's only making us better.
And are you directly partnering with like employers and community organizations and groups, or is it
with community organizations and groups? Absolutely.
Okay.
We're working very closely with a lot of partners. In the English community, we've made a point of saying, Anybody from the community sector, from the English side of things, they come up and they can refer people to us without a problem. From the French side, we're also looking at doing relationships as well there too, even the school systems, both on the French and the English side. So we're working with everybody, and we are an open door policy. We're not going to say no to anybody. It does put us into a precarious situation at certain times. I was on the phone just before this interview with one of my staff members, and they were talking about how they had to say no to somebody who was a unilingual francophone. This is a program for unilingual
but English speaking townshippers, right?
So we sat there and said, "I don't think that's right, but I think that's something we should debate together." Mm. So we're setting up a debate to discuss. How do we help that?
Right.
Because a job is a job.
True.
I've never in my career, and I've hired hundreds, if not thousands of people, I've never ever run across a French job and an English job.
No, exactly. And our money's not French or English, and our community isn't French or English. We're a mixed community.
And the Eastern Townships English community is one of the most integrated communities I've ever seen. And that's saying a lot because I'm of Greek heritage.
There you go.
And the relationship between the French and the English communities is, I've never seen anything like it. And I'm not saying that to be braggadocious or anything of that nature. It really is heartwarming to see that, yes, there is coexistence that's available.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And that is reflected in the work that we're doing. So if that's the case, then there has to be a solution to that problem that occurred earlier today. How do we handle that? How do we do it?
Great attitude.
And that's the attitude we're always going to take, because amazing. That's the most important part of our organization, is the integration of the communities as one community.
We're better together. Yeah.
It's one of those things that is true wherever you say it.
Nice. So, like, what are your performance targets for this? You're running this for 5 years, and you've already done a soft launch. Yep. The response is there.
Yep.
What would be your out of the park?
So we did a soft launch, and it surprised us.
Okay.
The report that I put into the federal government was, as because of the results, I can honestly say there is a desire and a need for this program in the region.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. Without any advertising, without any publicity, just with the partnerships the soft launch that the people were doing and the workshops that we had set up, within 3 months, 4 months, let's call it 4 months, we already had 138 people come through the door as full-fledged clients. I'm not talking about people that just simply came to the workshop and that was it. I'm talking about 138 people had interviews with us.
Wow.
Or with our partners.
Okay.
All of that to say, it was eye-opening, to say the least. In the original application, we said that within 5 years, we would come up with 1,600 people coming through the doors. They asked us to update that, so we pushed it up to 1,800. So we signed off on 1,800 people. With these numbers, our estimations are we're looking at about 32, 33 clients a month, which translates through the whole year about 2,000 to 2,200 people, depending on how you split some of the numbers. So that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to help around 2,000 people at the very least.
Go townshippers.
That's the way we do it.
Do you have anything you'd like to leave us with? I'm just, I'm encouraged and inspired and so happy that this is happening here in our hometown, in our region. And
the only thing I really want to say is that, you know, don't be shy. Guidejob.ca. That's the way to get in touch with us. It's not closed to. It's not just for young people. It's for everybody. It's from 17 to 65.
Okay.
You will have a very open-minded conversation with who was ever on that phone. Just to finish off, I wanted, now that I've said that, one of the things that we are doing with our staff is we are heavily involved in training. So it's not just project management, but it's also the technological training. So we've got a new CRM system and an ERP system that's coordinating a lot of this work. But more importantly, we're investing in our staff through motivational interviewing processes so that we do ask the right questions and we ask them in a way that builds trust. Because at the end of the day, the only reason why this program will be successful or a failure is if we build trust with our community and the individuals we work with. So that is the ultimate piece of the puzzle that we really have to work on very hard.
Well, it feels like you have everything you need to succeed.
I'm hoping. Like all programs, it's going to surprise me somewhere along the line.
You're going for gold.
That's it, exactly.
Thank you so much, Dennis, for sharing all of this with us. And feel free to reach out if we have updates or things we can
absolutely
pass on to our community. We really appreciate it.
I have an open door.
Beautiful.
Thanks
Take
a lot,
care.
Holly.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
We thank you all for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. Our guest this episode was Dennis Katsouris, Executive Director of the Townshippers Association, with their fantastic news of a employability program that goes beyond the regular support. It's called GUIDE. You can check it out by going to the website guidejob.ca, and you're welcome to reach out for more information. If you head there, there's a form to fill out and someone will get in touch and contact you. Or feel free to pick up the phone and call them at 819-566-5717 or at 1-866-566-5717. It will be well worth your time to find out what's available to you, what kind of support you can expect, and what your options are as an English speaker here in the townships who's ready to get out there into the job force. This is your community radio station 99.1 that's in your corner. I'm Holly Bailey, signing off through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.